Hello. I was wondering if the naked scientists had a reasonably straightforward way of making clear ice, such as you get served in pubs and restaurants. I can only make opaque ice in my freezer. So what's the way? Thank you.
This is really getting to the important questions here at the end of the show. Chris, how do we make ice like in the pub?
I presume he's having a cocktail party and I'm looking forward to my invitation, if I can solve this one for you. The answer to why ice is not clear, first of all, helps you to understand what you need to have clear ice. Snow is ice, but it, of course, looks white. But ice on a pond is transparent. Why the difference? Well, if you look at the difference between snow and ice in a pond, snow particles are lots of tiny ice crystals. The crystal that you see on the surface of a pond that you can see through is almost a single crystal of ice. If you have lots of tiny crystals, when light goes into the crystals, then it gets reflected and it gets bounced about all over the place and all of the different colours of light come back towards you. And that's why actually it looks white, because when you mix all those colours together, you get white light. So when you have an ice cube that's crazed, which is not clear, the reason it's not clear is because there are lots of little either fractures in the ice cube or, more commonly, lots of little crystals that have all formed to produce one giant ice cube. How then do you end up with a single ice cube that's a single crystal, which is what you need in order to not disrupt the path of the light like snow does, so it's clear? You need to do what's called nucleate the formation of the ice cube from one position only. And in fact, you might not believe it, but when you're making a jet engine, you need to do exactly the same thing. Because when you make the metal parts of the engine, the strength is in growing your engine parts as one single metal crystal. So you pour molten metal into a mould, and then you drop in or you initiate one tiny form of a crystal into one place, and the whole thing then crystallises following the same crystal structure. So what a pub will do, or someone who's got an ice-making machine, usually you've got a stainless steel tube or something which will conduct heat really well. You make that cold. You have a central core which is also cooled. And this way you've got lots of surface area in contact with the ice. You drop the temperature really fast, but it's going to start the freezing process around that central cooling probe. And then the crystal will grow out from there towards the margins, the edge. And therefore, you're more likely to have a single crystal and therefore more likely to have nice clear ice.
So this is why the ice cubes in pub drinks are those kind of, they're sort of circular shaped. They've got the hole in the middle.
Yeah, because that way you've got as much contact of the thing that can take the energy away from the water, the metal, as possible, and this drops the temperature nice and quick, and that's how you make ice cubes fast. But a byproduct of that is you generally get them starting the freezing process in one place, they nucleate from one place, you get one crystal, nice clear ice.
So Kevin's answer is basically buy an ice maker
or buy a pub. Buy a pub,
yep. Yeah, that's there you go. One. That's your solution. You are listening to The Naked Scientists. I'm Kat Arney. And if you do have any questions for us for future shows, you can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet at Naked Scientists or just pop them on our Facebook page.